Hi, I'm Terry Green-Halge and I work in a psychosis pathway in Shropshire, and I'm trying to close the gap by offering physical activity and exercise for people with severe and enduring mental illness, particularly psychosis. And in our pathway, we offer sessions such as running groups, walking groups, and badminton.
I guess exercise is something that a lot of people with severe mental illness don't feel is for them. Maybe it's something they haven't done for a long time. So how do you kind of encourage people to get started?
I just try and help them along the way, just trying to challenge that barrier for them. It's very difficult for people to join mainstream groups that have a severe and enduring mental illness. So trying to set up those groups within the pathway allows people to join in with other people who are experiencing the same struggles, and we help them along the way by offering these in a nice, gentle, easy exercise manner.
And you must have seen loads of people benefit from this. Give me an example of someone where this has really impacted on their life.
Recently, this actually was in a running club, not actually in the pathway, but I encouraged one of our service users to join my walk to run group in our local running club. She's now progressed on to running three times a week and trying to look at maybe reducing her medication because it's had such a big impact on her mental health.
What would you say to other health professionals who think, oh, physical health, exercise, that's a good thing, but aren't necessarily doing it? How can they do more of that in their practice?
I think it's trying to challenge that culture, because a lot of people who are mental health professionals themselves don't always see the value of physical exercise. So in addition to that, I've also set up staff groups to help staff learn to run. We have a staff walking group, and we also have a staff badminton group, so we mirror everything that we do for our service users, for our staff, to get the staff interested as well.